This week's parsha features the story of Ma'amad Har Sinai, Matan Torah, yet it begins with the story of the arrival of Yitro. And of course the parsha is named after Yitro and his arrival. Rashi tells us that the Torah uses the name Yitro for Yitro, as opposed to the many other names he had, because he was called Yitro because of this perek that was added to the Torah because of his arrival and the things that he taught us. And of course we're told that Yitro came because he heard about the great Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi tells us, Kriyat Yamsuf, Milchemet Amalek. And he came to show recognition, to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, Moshe goes out to welcome his father-in-law, to greet him with open arms. But then we're told in Pasuk Chet, Vayisaper Moshe lechotno et kol asher asa Hashem lefaro lemitzrayim. Moshe told his father-in-law everything that God had done. Alodot Yisrael et kol hatla Hashem et zatam baderech ve'atzidem Hashem. Moshe seems to have told him more than what he had already heard. And what Moshe told him led to a new praise from Yitro. Vayichad Yitro al kol hatla asher asa Hashem liYisrael asher etzilo miyad mitzrayim. Rashi says, Vayichad Yitro, Vayismach Yitro. The Medrash Agadah Rashi quotes goes even further. Nasa besaro chidudin chidudin. He was overwhelmed by hearing the stories at this point. What did Moshe tell him that got this added reaction from Yitro? Rashi's commentary on the pasuk, I think, reveals to us an appreciation of what was added here. Vayisaper Moshe lechotno, says Rashi, Limshochet libo lekarvo letorah. Moshe's goal was to turn Yitro's visit from just a way of Yitro recognizing the great Nisim to translate it into Yitro drawing close to Torah. And of course, Chazal tells that he was mitgayer, based upon Moshe's pulling him close. But what did Moshe tell him? If we look at the pasuk, it says, he told him, Alodot Yisrael, et kol hatila'a asher mitza'atam baderech. The tila'ah, the challenges, the difficulties. The Ibn Ezra explains on this pasuk that what he added to Yitro was not just to talk about the final result, but to understand the challenges that were along the way. Not just God saved them from Yamsuf and God saved them from Amalek, but what were the challenges and difficulties that the Jews faced? And as the Ibn Ezra says, "Umikulam hatzilam Hashem." The greatness of Torah is not that life is easy and perfect. It's that we have someone we can rely upon to help us when there are challenges. A life of challenges is a life that's meaningful. But when we have something, someone to turn to get direction and to rely upon, that's when we're ready to face what life throws at us. Someone who sells us an understanding of life that promises no challenges is unrealistic and not something anyone wants to convert to. But an approach to life that says there will be challenges, but there are solutions and there's one to rely on, that's something that's worth being mitkarev to. Beginning of Parashat Maaseh, we read of a summary of all the places that the Jews had traveled through the Midbar. Rashi asks why we're told about all these places. Quotes the first pshat, that God didn't take them to too many places, life was easy, they weren't constantly moving. And then Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, that gives a mashal amelech shahaya beno chole, a king has a son who's sick, and he takes him far away to be healed. Kevin Shahuchozun on the way back, Hitchil Aviv Mone Kolamasos. The father began going over all the places where they were. Amarlo Kan Yashaninu, Kan Hukarnu, Kan Khashashta es Roshcha. The father recounts for the son all the difficulties they had on the way to being healed. Where they were cold, he was cold. Where he needed a place to lie his head. Where his father was there to help him through things. That's why we recount the stories of our past, to have confidence for our future. The Jewish people are a people who have passed through many difficult times. But thankfully our Torah and our God have been there to help us through. And that's the inspiration we begin to see here in Parshat Yitro. And that is the backdrop to Matan Torah. For us to appreciate the Torah, we need to appreciate the power that it promises to us to be able to handle the challenges of life. Shabbat Shalom.